fight the fight. We are here to equip you because you love the truth. LibertyRadioLive.com.
You were both in Skull and Bones, the secret society.
It's so secret we can't talk about it.
What does that mean for America?
It's so secret we can't talk about it.
What does that mean for America?
I've got a vision for what I want to do for the country. See, I know exactly where I want to lead. It's so secret we can't talk about it.
What does that mean for America?
I've got a vision for what I want to do for the country. See, I know exactly where I want to lead. It's so secret we can't talk about it.
What does that mean for America?
I've got a vision for what I want to do for the country. See, I know exactly where I want to lead.
You were both in Skull and Bones, the secret society.
Good morning. Welcome to the Friday, May 22nd, 2009 edition of Inquisition Update with Tom Fress. You're listening to LibertyRadioLive.com. Welcome to listeners and welcome to those in the chat room. I've been reading from the book Crux Ansata, An Indictment of the Roman Catholic Church by H.G. Wells, but I'm going to suspend the reading of that book, at least for a portion of the broadcast. I was given an email last night by a regular contributor of information to Inquisition Update, and it was provocative. It got my attention, and I want to read this article that was sent to me by one of my listeners, and I'd be glad to reveal his name, but I failed to get permission to reveal his name, but it looks like, let's see what happened here. Hang on a minute. I failed to get permission to read his name on the air, but I'm going to read this article. Now, the article is entitled, Critics, Ireland Slow to Protect Its Children. Now, many of you know that Inquisition Update has been a staunch supporter of Tony Alamo Ministries and their persecution, their Holy Roman Inquisition being conducted by our Jesuit-controlled government and court system. And I won't go through all the details again. My regular listeners are familiar, but suffice it to say that on bogus charges, the government has taken the kids away from the ministry and held them in protective custody until the charges are brought to fruition in the courts. And but most discouragingly, the courts have imposed a gag order on the families. They can't defend themselves. They can't talk to me. They can't talk to anybody else without fear of going to jail. So, consequently, there hasn't been a great deal of information coming from Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, and we're having to search the internet for other articles from the mainstream media dealing with the case, and most of those articles are just hostile to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, and they repeat the charges. And it's no use to share because it's all lies, and I'm not going to support their effort to demonize Tony Alamo and the families and the children. So, when I got this article from my listener, it brought my fervor back up about the Tony Alamo case. But let me first read this article to you, and then I'll read my response to the article. This is from the Associated Press, Dublin, Ireland. Children abuse activists warned Thursday that Ireland failed to learn the lessons of decades of unchecked brutality inside Catholic church-run schools. Catholic church-run schools. And still offers poor protection to vulnerable boys and girls. This week's mammoth report into the abuse of thousands, thousands of children in the Catholic-run schools blame successive Irish governments for permitting rape and other sadistic practices inside the tax-funded Roman Catholic school facilities throughout most of the 20th century. The authors of the 9-year investigation offered a long list of recommendations to toughen and modernize the way children, particularly those in state care, are supervised and protected. The proposals include 24-hour emergency social care, surprise inspection of children's homes, and more rigorous enforcement of existing rules. The government of Prime Minister Brian Cohen, which is battling one of Europe's worst recessions and budget deficits, says it'll enact the improvements as quickly as possible. Those on the front lines of child protection said they doubted that would happen. Quote, people would be wrong to think that the danger is behind us. Ireland's children protection policies are still a generation behind the standards in the United Kingdom and the United States. Now, I haven't been to Ireland. I don't know how effective their child protection systems are, but I can tell you a lot about the child protective systems here in the United States, and I'll get to that if there's time. Continuing with the quote here, it says, our leaders are far too complacent, said Maeve Lewis, whose Dublin pressure group, 1 in 4, publishes child sexual abuse in Ireland. Publicizes child sexual abuse in Ireland. Lewis noted that a string of child abuse scandals involving church and lay abusers, inspired a string of official inquiries and nearly 200 recommendations since 1993. Quote, most of those recommendations have never been implemented, she said. If we do not finally get to put the needs of the children first, all of us will be sitting here in 30 years' time talking about some other scandal that somehow evaded our attention or care, unquote. Ireland's Ministry for Children, Barry Andrews, said the government was determined to keep strengthening child protection. He said today's system of placing children into protective care, quote, bears no comparison, unquote, to Ireland's church-run industrial schools, which were closed down gradually from the 1960s to the 1990s. In those days, courts that deemed a child a petty criminal, school truant, or from a dysfunctional home could order him or her into the church's custody for an average of 9 years. These days, Ireland's health service executive responsible for running hospitals and enforcing public health policy places more than 90% of children deemed at risk with foster families, not institutions. Of approximately 5,300 children in state care, only about 450 are in state residences or emergency shelters. Andrews declined to comment on the health service executive's admission in February, that 20 children in the state care had died or been killed in the previous 6 years. In February, 20 children in state care had died or been killed in the previous 6 years. The cause ranged from drug overdoses to assaults, but no inquest results have been made public in any case. No inquest results have been made public in any case. Child abuse activists stressed that the greatest weakness in Ireland's system is that it takes far too long to identify children in danger and rescue them. They noted that the government and health service executive fund no child protection workers for nights and weekends, leaving police to fill in the gap. Two recent cases illustrate the shocking risk that children still face from slow official reaction to even the most obvious warnings. In January, a 40-year-old mother became the first woman in Irish history to be convicted of incest. The woman, whose identity was concealed to protect her children, was a notorious drunk in her village, and her six children, the object of ridicule in school because of their poor hygiene, lice, cuts and bruises, filthy clothes, and other inescapable signs of neglect. Social workers and police spent nearly a decade monitoring the woman's inability to care for her children, which included garbage, clothes, and even excrement piling up in the home. But the children weren't placed in foster care until the eldest boy, aged 13, told police that his mother, had been forcing him to have sex with her. Earlier this month, Andrew's department published findings into the 2007 case of a couple who, descending into madness, had planned their own suicides and the murder of their two daughters, aged 5 and 3. The investigation found that the parents, Adrian and Kiara Dunn, took their children to a mortician and discussed plans for 4 coffins, a burial plot, and the husband's will. Once the Dunns left, the funeral home warned police. It was a Friday night with no social workers on duty, so police asked a Catholic priest to visit the family. He asked a second priest, who found the Dunn home silent and curtains drawn. Police and health services executives spent the weekend arguing about which organization should take charge. When officers and social workers jointly made it to the Dunn home that Monday afternoon, they found the man hanging from a rope and his wife strangled and both girls smothered with pillows. Now, this article clearly alludes to the Roman Catholic pedophile priest pandemic that's raged unchecked in Ireland for what must be forever. It's the same plague that is experienced here in the United States and all over the world. And obviously, it's everybody's concern that children not be abused in this country. And now they're seeking government resolutions or solutions to these neglected children's problems. Now, let me read for you the response that I wrote. Now all of this was written with the situation with Tony Alamo's case in hand. First of all, Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, for nearly 4 decades, has been openly revealing the scandal, the horror, the bloody history of the Roman Catholic Church, including the pedophile priest pandemic in the world. And now he's been brought up on bogus sex charges. Who do you suppose is behind that? Now, I replied to this email. Now, like I said, I can't tell you a great deal about Child Protective Services and Department of Human Services, the equivalents in Ireland. But I can tell you a bit about what goes on in this country. And all of this education has come through my research and experiences with Tony Alamo Christian Ministries and the Department of Human Services and Child Protective Services here in this country. And I answered my friend who sent me that article, that Associated Press article. I mentioned his name, and then I said, I guarantee you that this crap, and even worse, takes place in this country. Department of Human Services, Child Protective Services, is diabolical in this country. According to a BBC documentary posted on my webpage at www.inquisitionupdate.org, there are 4,500 pedophile priests in this country alone. Rome protects them by forbidding their little victims on pain of excommunication to file suit in criminal court, which, according to canon law, can operate only in accordance to canon law and not the laws of the secular power. In any case, has no jurisdiction over the Catholic priesthood. Instead of the Franklin pedophile sex ring run out of Boys Town in the 1980s and its cover-up, what we have on our hands now here in America is a system set up under the guise of the justice system, supposedly protecting children, which is nothing less than a system set up to funnel kids off to homosexual parents, homosexual foster parents, who can't procreate. And if we only knew, also to supply fresh meat for these pedophile priests who can't be prosecuted in this country. If the Boys Town Kids could service the President of the United States in the White House and every other pedophile in Washington, D.C., right under the noses of the American people, what do you suppose the chances are that none of those kids wound up in the beds of the pedophile priests who call all the shots in Washington? Going by what we already know about the Franklin child sex ring and its resultant cover-up, it is no stretch of the imagination to suspect that the Department of Human Services and Child Protective Services here in this country uses our justice system to service these priests with little Protestant boys and girls. And the beauty of this diabolical system is, it is so unbelievable that nobody would believe it, even if it were proven. It would be just like 9/11. Even with the proof in our hands, nobody would believe it, merely out of self-preservation to protect one's own psyche. One has to have a diabolical mind just to suspect such a horrible thing. And that's their ace in the hole. They use our justice system without fear of being caught or even suspected, because nobody would ever dream of such a horror. And with the power and protection and resources of our justice system, few of those who know about it would have the courage enough to even try to expose it. According to published statistics, a foster child has a 6 times greater mortality rate than the general population. Do these kids really die, or do they just disappear? It is staggering to contemplate the potential for abuse in the Child Protective Services and Department of Human Services system. And the DHS-CPS system has a built-in safety. They get to put a gag order on the court proceedings under the guise of protecting the identities of these youngsters and their whereabouts. And in the case of Alamo Ministries families, they have a gag order placed on them that promises them prison if they open their mouths to anybody about any aspect of the case. Only CPS and DHS and the presiding judge can speak publicly about the case. And they're openly hostile to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries. There's no fairness at all in this case. And if you look at this case clearly and carefully, even a cursory study of the Inquisition reveals stark similarities. As a matter of fact, Child Protective Services and Department of Human Services has even interjected itself to advise the judge in the Alamo case as to whether or not these families should be permitted to use public defenders in an outrageous attempt to deny them legal representation. Sound familiar, those of you who've done any study in the Inquisition? What possible motive, what possible legitimate motive would the Department of Human Services or Child Protective Services have to make any such suggestion to the judge regarding who should represent these families? And what judge of righteousness would even allow that imposition from DHS and CPS? I'm telling you, this system is so corrupt, words can't even suffice. And who on earth has the courage or the resources to expose it? I'm very willing and prepared to talk openly about this on my program and to use these very same terms. But who in the world would believe me? And the icing on the cake is this. They've used the Mann Act a charge against which there's no sufficient defense, against Tony Alamo for transporting underage girls across state lines for sexual purposes. In other words, pedophilia. Pedophilia. As justification to take those kids from the ministry whose pastor has spent decades exposing the Vatican, and particularly the pedophile priests in this country and around the world who may soon be feasting upon the flesh of the kids they took from this ministry. Only Satan himself could write a script as diabolical as this. And only God himself can rewrite it. Now I'm asking the listeners to pray for Tony Alamo Christian Ministries and these families and these kids. I believe the diabolical power in Rome who has taken control of our federal government also has control of our federal and state courts, and also is using the Department of Human Services and Child Protective Services as a feeding point for the pedophile priests in this country. You know, Pope Benedict XVI came to this country last April, and I watched the coverage 24/7. I didn't sleep. And with the publicity, temporary as it was, exposed the pedophile priest pandemic in this world to the point the Vatican had to deal with it. And EWTN did deal with it, and they talked about it a great deal. Of course, we just have to reassure the American people that we have this under control, and that we apologize to the families, and we want to get on with the business of God's work, and just covering up for these priests. Look what they're doing to Tony Alamo on the mere accusation. You see the cosmic disparity in all this? And the mainstream media was just as milquetoast as EWTN was about it. And here we have Ireland openly still talking about the pedophile priest pandemic in Ireland, in Catholic Ireland. When are the people in the world going to wake up and demand some real action against these priests? When are we going to observe the court systems and how they behave in other cases of pedophilia and imply the same standard on the Roman Catholic priests? Injustice cannot prevail in a Christian land and expect God to bless it. Justice, according to God's law, is to be blind. You're not supposed to have another judge, justice for a priest than you do for a pauper. That is injustice according to God's holy law. And it will be punished. Israel was punished for having unjust judges over the land. What makes us think that we will avoid the righteous wrath and judgment of Almighty God for similar and worse? They tell me, oh, the law, that was just for the Jews. Baloney! There is no difference between Jew and Gentile. We've got to repent of this nonsense that God's law is dead and was just for the Jews. And if you've got a preacher behind the pulpit that's preaching that garbage, pitch his diabolical butt to the curb. Because this country's under attack from Rome. They're making this country Catholic by any and every means. And you know what happens to Protestants when the Vatican's in control? Auto de fe. Mass. Religious persecution. Concentration camps. Gas chambers. P- public burning like Waco. We better get a grip. We better get a grip on the truth, and we better get a grip on the King James Bible, and we better read it like our lives depended on it, because it does. I'll be right back after.
Fight the fight. We are here to equip you. Because you love the truth, LibertyRadioLive.com. If you'd like to get a copy of this program, you may subscribe at LibertyRadioLive.com for only $45 a month. And you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all the First Amendment Rights Media Group programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a password for our audio archives online. That's a $15 value. Or you can request any month of any program on one MP3 CD for a minimum donation of only $20. Or any single program on tape, MP3 CD, or CD for only $15. You can do all this online at LibertyRadioLive.com. Just follow the instructions to make a donation or subscribe. Don't do internet? Then call 559-781-3773, 559-781-3773, and we'll be honored to help you. Thank you from all of us here at the First Amendment Rights Media Group. FlyingEagleGold.com says don't buy the sizzle of that steak until you understand the cost. In other words, don't buy the hype being dispensed by the rare coin pitchman of the alternative media until you understand the full story. Jeffrey Bennett has been a purveyor of wealth protection, gold and silver bullion, and rare collectible coins for over 17 years. His personal experience reaches back to 1958. FlyingEagleGold.com offers the most private, non-confiscable gold and silver coinage in the world at a very competitive cost. And Jeffrey takes personal pride in putting your interests ahead of all else. You're invited to call Flying Eagle Gold at 623-327-1778. That's 623-327-1778 for the truth about protecting your wealth. Join Jeffrey Bennett each day, Monday through Friday, when he hosts right here on LibertyRadioLive.com.
If you read the history books, the most often asked question to Southerners was this: why did you fight? And the most often given answer is, because you're here. In other words, the South did not invade the North invaded the South.
Was it the Civil War or War of Federal Aggression? John Weaver sets the record straight in this DVD series on the Civil War from the Old Pass Christian History Conference. Was there a war to set the slaves free, or was it a war to enslave us all? Get this DVD and judge for yourself. War of Federal Aggression. The truth seems strange only because we've been indoctrinated with a fiction. War of Federal Aggression. Get it today.
Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from LibertyRadioLive.com. Order online today or call 559-781-3773.
559-781-3773. Welcome back to Inquisition Update with Tom Fress, reminding the listeners that Inquisition Update is heard Monday through Friday on this time slot, 10 a.m. Central, 11 Eastern. And if you happen to miss the live broadcast, please go to LibertyRadioLive.com and click on Schedule at the top of the page, and you'll see the daily schedule and many opportunities throughout the day and the night to listen to the broadcast for free. And if that doesn't fit your schedule, and you wish to support Liberty Radio Live and keep this rare information on the air, vital information for God's people in this country, please subscribe and help support LibertyRadioLive.com. You'll gain access to the archives, and you can listen to them at your leisure. We depend upon the prayerful and generous support of the listeners to keep this rare information on the air. Now, I want to continue Look, our government is preparing, our Jesuit Vatican-controlled government is making obvious preparation to wage open warfare against the citizenry of this country. That's becoming obvious to anybody that's spending any amount of time and effort to keep track of what our government's doing. No other conclusion can be drawn. Our government is ready to wage open warfare against the citizenry of this country. And why do they consider us enemies? After all, they live off the fat of the people of this country. Who's in control of our government? Who has suspended posse comitatus and has made it legal for the government to use our military, bought and paid for by our tax dollars, to wage warfare against us? Who has taken control of our government? Who has suspended habeas corpus, the right to a speedy and fair and blind trial? Who can now torture people without bringing a charge? Who can now come into your house when you're gone, take your computer and your belongings, tear up your house, and go through everything and see if they can find anything wrong with you against which they can bring a charge, and then hold you without charge until they find something? And who can interrogate you and use terror tactics and torture to get you to rat on yourself? Never mind the Fifth Amendment. Who has taken control of our government? And where's the outrage from the American people? I tried to bring this message to amateur radio. I was talking about the Kennedy assassination one night and the Vatican's role in it. And immediately I had a crowd of people on the frequency. And they all said, "Man, for the first time in my life, I'm finally hearing the truth about the Kennedy assassination. This man really knows what he's talking about." And they said, "Man, when are you going to be on the air again? What frequency are you going to be on so I can listen?" I said, "Well, if you'll send me an email to inquisitionupdate@yahoo.com, inquisitionupdate@yahoo.com, I'll put you in a group email list, and every night when I find a frequency, I'll send out a group email so you can all find me." 25 people responded. 25, the first night. 25 people. And you know, the next night, I sent out my group email list and not one person responded. And that isn't the half of it. I've had that list for nearly 2 months now. 2 months. And to this day, not one of the 25 has responded to my notice. Do you know what's happened? These people went home they shut off their radios that night, and they got to thinking about what I was telling them. Who's controlling our government? Who killed John F. Kennedy? And they realized all of a sudden that it's not the nameless, faceless Illuminati, who we don't know who they are, who we can't see, who we can't do anything about, because we don't know who they are. So we can talk all kinds of bluster about what we're going to do to defend this country. All of a sudden, the enemy had a face. Someone they knew. Someone they could see on television any day, day or night. Somebody that even controls their next-door neighbor and their boss and their city council and their library board and their school board. All of a sudden, the enemy was real. And they got scared. They wanted to listen, but they didn't want to sign their call signs on the frequency. And they're offended that I would call them cowards. You know, I've heard every excuse in the book. Well, my job just doesn't permit me to be on the air at night during prime time. And the dog ate my homework, and I'm in college right now, and I've just got too many things to do. And my radio just doesn't have enough power to get over the noise, the atmospheric noise and thunderstorm noise in the summertime. And I don't have the money to buy an amplifier so anybody can hear me, but I'll listen. Oh, man. They just don't have the time to get on the air, but they got time to listen. You know what else they do? They call me on the phone. They got all kinds of time to talk to me privately over the phone. So I can give this message directly to them and no one else. That I've got all kinds of time to talk to people one-on-one, whether on the phone or in email or snail mail. People demanding that I reply to their snail mail when they don't have the courage, the intestinal fortitude to get on the air and talk about this so everybody can hear it. I've got no time for people like that anymore. They want to know the truth, but they don't want to risk anything. They don't want to be identified as a domestic terrorist. They might not be able to get a plane ticket to go see Grandma on Thanksgiving or Christmas. They're scared to death. Fearful and disbelieving. You know, I was talking about these things on amateur radio about 2 years ago. And a man called up, gave his call sign. He says, "Man, you know what you're talking about." He said, "I've been doing some of this same research." And he said, "I want a copy of those discs you've been offering people with all those books on it." So I sent him three discs with more information than he could read in months and months and months. And I told him, I says, "Buddy, since you know all about a lot of this stuff, why don't you join me on the air and talk about this?" Well, he avoided the question, just didn't have time. He's a school teacher, got to get up in the morning, he's got to go to school, he can't be up all night talking on the radio, yada, 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 yada. I've been hearing this garbage for 4 years on amateur radio. One excuse right after another. Got all kinds of time to talk to me on the phone, got all kinds of time to pound out emails, one expecting answers, you know, but no time to talk on the radio where everybody can hear it. I asked him one time, I said, "Why are you fearful to talk about this on amateur radio?" He said, "I'm not fearful." I said, "Well, yeah, you are. You've got all kinds of time to call me on the phone. You got all kinds of time for email, but you got no time for amateur radio. Buddy, I can do the math. Now, you tell me why you're afraid to talk about this openly on amateur radio where the whole world can benefit from your research and mine." He came clean with me. He said, "You know something, Tom?" He said, "I got a boy flying F-18s off the carrier in the Persian Gulf. And he said, I'm afraid that if I talk about this stuff openly, somebody will short his tanks and he'll run out of gas before he gets back to the boat. Or worse yet, one of his wingmen might stuff a heat seeker up his tailpipe and call it an accident. I said, in other words, you have no faith in Christ at all then, do you? You have no faith that Christ can protect your son because of your willingness to tell the truth about the Vatican control of this government and our military. You're faithless and disbelieving, gutless. You can say Christ's name, but you've got no confidence in him whatsoever. You know what I told that man? I told him, I said, the best life insurance you have for your son is to tell the truth before God and everybody. Dead silent. Dead silent. What could he say? I was absolutely right. And he had no rebuttal. And do you know, I've never heard from that man again. He stuck to his guns, scared to death. Fearful and disbelieving. He's a churchgoer. He's a churchin. Not a Christian, he's a churchin. Don't rock the boat. Sit there in the pew and listen to all the false doctrine and exercise to all the false Roman traditions. Don't say a word because somebody might be offended. Well, I'm going to tell the truth and let the chips fall. We are apostate. We are deserving of the Holy Roman Inquisition that's coming to this country. And if we do not repent, that's just exactly what's going to happen. Now, I've got another amateur radio operator who's got all kinds of time to write me long-winded emails telling me that it doesn't do any good to whine on amateur radio about the Jesuits and the Vatican if we don't offer any suggestions about what to do about it. In fact, the matter is, I have been telling my listeners on amateur radio what to do about it, just like I've been telling people on this outlet what to do about it. But they just don't have time to listen. It's just takes too much time in the day. Well, you know what? All of these people that have all these excuses, when the feces starts to hit the fan and the auto de fe fires begin to burn and the concentration camps begin to fill up, all of a sudden these people won't have time for anything else but to hear the truth, and I'll be gone. You know what? My inbox at inquisitionupdate@yahoo.com ought to be busting. This chat room at Inquisition Update on LibertyRadioLive.com should have so many people in it you can't even read all the names. We're not getting it. And we're not spreading the word. We like to get the information, but we sure as hell don't like to tell anybody about it. It's just too controversial. Right? That's right, isn't it? Just keep it all to yourself. Tom's telling the truth. Boy, amen, Tom's telling the truth. sure glad for LibertyRadioLive.com and Inquisition Update and Greg Szymanski's Investigative Journal and Eric John Phelps' Biblical Truth and History and Prophecy, but we don't dare tell anybody else about it. Jeez, they think we're religious fanatics. They'll think we're domestic terrorists. Why? To tell people that the Jesuits run our government? They'll laugh me to scorn. I can't suffer any persecution, for Christ's sake. Well, listen, you either suffer persecution for Christ's sake or you just suffer persecution. The choice is already in the cards. Because Rome's going to persecute you, just like they're persecuting Tony Alamo right now. That's right. The Holy Roman Inquisition didn't care who you were. As a matter of fact, if you had a lot of money, they'd persecute you first, because the church has the right to confiscate your property. And so does our Jesuit-controlled government. Forget your errors. We're throwing away. Look, all these amateur radio operators that I talk to that exercise nightly their First Amendment right to be as filthy as they want to be on ham radio are anxious to give up their First Amendment rights and say that anybody talking about the Bible on radio is abusing amateur radio. Amateur radio wasn't made to preach the Bible. All these religious fanatics on amateur radio, how much value do they really place on their First Amendment right? Absolutely none. And they give even less respect to my First Amendment rights to talk about the truth on amateur radio. This Christian, this Baptist that I've been talking to, says he calls people that talk about the Bible and doctrine on amateur radio as religious fanatics. He's a Baptist. What book has he been reading? I don't intend to give up my First Amendment right to preach God's Word. Not on Inquisition Update and not on amateur radio. And God gave me a message for America. You're going into your own Babylonian captivity. You're guilty of the same sins that Israel was, and if you don't purge the Roman leaven out of your faith and worship, you're going to serve Rome. And do you think that with that message that I am about to shut up about it? Not on your life. Not on Liberty Radio Live, and not on amateur radio. And they can call me a religious fanatic, they can call me a bigot, they can call me a domestic terrorist, they can call me chicken soup. Our government is ready to wage open warfare against the Protestant citizenry of this country. And if we don't get it, if we don't comprehend who's in control of our government, if we don't start telling other people about it and quit using excuses, then when the hell starts raising in this country, it'll be too late. And that's all you're going to want to talk about, because it's going to be your life. Now, we've got a Christian, a mainstream Christian, Bible-believing organization down in Falk, Arkansas, who's being subject to open religious persecution in the courts of this country. And the Child Protective Services and Department of Human Services have taken the children of the ministry and are holding them hostage, using them, keeping them away from their families and their parents and their ministry and their pastor, putting them in foster homes, filthy foster homes. putting them around strange people who had no regard for God at all. Some of them may even be in homosexual family homes because they can't procreate. And they think they have a constitutional right to have a family. Yours. And we better defend them. We better defend those families. Because what you're seeing taking place in Falk, Arkansas against Tony Alamo and the families and the children is going to come to your doorstep before long. When are Americans going to wake up and demand adherence to the Constitution, the Protestant Constitution and Bill of Rights of this Protestant land, and kick the Jesuits, and to kick the Pope out? Today, before this day is over, you talk to 10 people about this. 10. Don't keep this to yourself. Don't put your candle under a bushel. The government's got 800, not one, not two, not 10, not 50, not 500, 800 concentration camps in this country, only one of which is capable of handling 2 million people. Do you think they could possibly need that many concentration camps for the illegal Roman Catholic Mexican invaders coming into this country? And the Muslims that are in this country? You've got to be kidding. They built 800 concentration camps, one of which is capable of holding 2 million people because they're after the majority of the people in this country. And who are the majority in this country? The silent, fat, apathetic, fearful, disbelieving, apostate, ecumenical, evangelical Protestants in this country. That's who they're built for. You and me. You and me. You and me. Now, do you think you might be able to find time today to tell somebody? Or do you want to just keep this to yourself? Do you want to just sit back and read the papers and watch Tony Alamo and Tony Alamo Christian Ministries and those families go down the toilet? Oh, but it'll be so important when they come to your door and accuse you of the Mann Act. If I've offended you today, deal with it. I'll see you tomorrow. Excuse me, Monday, on Inquisition Update with Tom Fress on LibertyRadioLive.com.